Already I missed Sara and so serious Toton. A white crow landed on the crossbar of the standard, cawed down at me. I paid no attention. I stood at the edge of a shimmering wheat field. A twisted, broken black stump rose 30 yards from me in the field center. Bickering crows surrounded it. The fairy towers of Overlook gleamed in the distance, days walk away. I recognized them for what they were, without understanding how I could know. Suddenly the crows rose up and wheeled around, flew that direction in an uncrow-like flock. One white crow stayed behind, circling. The stump shimmered darkly. A glamour faded away. A woman stood there. She looked very much like Lady, but was even more beautiful. She seemed to look right through me, or at and into me. She smiled wickedly, playfully, seductively, perhaps insanely. In a moment, the albino bird settled onto her shoulder. "You are impossible." Her smile shattered into shards of laughter. Unless I was completely, inescapably mad, there was only one person this could be. And she died long before I ever joined the company. Soul Catcher. Croaker was there when she went down. Soul Catcher. That would explain a lot. That would illuminate 100 mysteries, but how could that be? A huge black beast that looked something like an ebony tiger padded past me from behind, went and settled on its haunches near the woman. There was nothing servile in its manner. I was frightened. If Soulcatcher was alive, and in this end of the world, and inclined to meddle, she could become the greatest terror around. She was more powerful than Long Shadow, Howler, or Lady. But, unless she'd changed since the old days, she preferred to use her talents in small ways. For spite, or her own amusement. She winked at me. Then she spun around and just seemed to disappear, leaving more laughter rippling in the air behind her. Her laughter became the mirth of the white crow. The Forvalaka became bored with the show, went off into the distance. And I faded. Chapter 85. A crow cawed overhead. A hand shook my shoulder, not gently.
"Are you all right, sir? Is there a problem?"
"What?" I was seated on a stone step, clinging to the edge of a massive wooden door. An albino crow paced back and forth on the door's top edge.